Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Saturday, the 25th of January 2020 is .com commercials during Super Bowl 34. Super Bowl 34, played in January 2000, featured 14 advertisements from 14 different .com companies, each of which paid an average of $2.2 million per spot. In addition, five companies that were founded before the dot-com bubble also ran tech-related ads, and two before game ads, for a grand total of 21 different dot-com ads. These ads amounted to nearly 20% of the 61 spots available, and $44 million in advertising. In addition to ads which ran during the game, several companies also purchased pre-game ads, most of which are lesser known. All of the publicly held companies which advertised saw their stocks slump after the game as the dot-com bubble began to rapidly deflate. The sheer amount of dot-com related ads was so unusual that Super Bowl 34 has been widely been referred to as the dot-com Super Bowl, and it is often used as a high watermark for the dot-com bubble. Of these companies, four are still active, five were bought by other companies, and the remaining five are defunct or of unknown status. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 045 UTC on Saturday, the 25th of January 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for .com commercials during Super Bowl 34. This podcast is produced by Arbulz May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbulz May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.